Let us just quickly go over the Bereise that Tosfos goes on. The Bereise says, V'nei chabur eshayim mesubin lishtos v'okul ragleim lotos likras chosno likras kale shehen yoytin ein tunim brocha lamafreya shehen chayzrin ein tunim brocha lachatchilot. They don't have to bench. They don't have to make a brocha rishayna. That is dafke, if the whole chabura did not leak, the chabura is still there, so it's called, then it's not called the hesachadas, it's called there, it's still there, their leaving is not called the hesachadas from achila. The chabura is still intact, and they will return. But if they went away, lock, stock, and barrel, they left the mokim, likras chosim, likras kala. So, kshen yoytim, when they leave, tunim brocha lamafreya, kshen chayzrin, tunim brocha lachatchila. So, the Gemara says, midiktonu okru agleim mechlal de bedvorim atunim brocha lachain bim kaimu maskinun, the time of the nichu sham zokim naichailu, who the kshen yoytim, and tunim brocha lamafreya, kshen chayzrin, tunim brocha lachatchila, Aboloi hinichu sham zokin aichoile, kshehin yoitin, tunim brocha lamafreir, shehin chayzun tunim brocha lachatchile, kashel arafchizde. The Baraisa would seem is speaking about, according to Tosfos, that they ate pas, umezainis, v'afalpikain, before they leave, they have to bench, and when they come back, they have to make a brocha rishayne, unless is hinichu sham zokin aichoile. Kshein yoytin tunin broche lemafreya. Mashme heiche de ike hesach adas. Tosfos says it would seem from here when there is a hesach adas, loisagi sheyevorech birches hamoitzi. It says before they leave they have to bench. So why do they have to bench? To make a new broche when they come back. You understand? But why do you have to bench? Is mashma heiche de ike hesach adas loisagi sheyevorech birchas hamoitzi. It's not sufficient that you make birchas hamoitzi, ele tzorich sheyevorech birchas hamoitzi. You have to bench. That's how Tosfos wants to be medayik. Now let us just elaborate a little on this nekuda. The Shara Tzin and Simen Kufayin Ches Eiz Dalit brings down a Lavush, that the Lavush differentiates between Shini Mokim and Hesach Hadas. The Lavush says as follows, Shini Mokim is called when you leave the Mokim Achila. So Bemison the Rashbam says such a Svaret. The Rashbam says, Kiven do omat v'holach b'mokim acher, amidosei zuhi gmar sudosei. This is a gmar of the suda. V'ahach, when he eats someplace else, sudachiti, v'tzorech levoich b'tchila. So the Rashbam explained that the gather of shini mokim is that when he leaves the mokim achile, if in the case where shini mokim applies, for in Trafsheshus afilu by Ochlu Zoma Tunim Brocha Chaim Bim Koimam, in the case where Shini Mokim applies, so by leaving that Mokim, that's a Gemara of the Suda. That Suda is finished. I go to another place and eat. This is a new Suda. Now, according to this, we can very easily understand, so if you finish that Suda, you have to make a, you have to bench. When you're going to go and eat again, that's a new suda. But you mechuyiv to bench on this suda. This we can understand very well why there's a chiyuv birchas hamoz. Mishneh Berurah, the Levush himself explains, hesach hadas, hesach hadas b'shas achilu. Let's say a person, there's no shini mokim, a person is sitting and eating. Then he was mesiach das. He's not going to eat, he's finished eating. He was mesiach das from eating. Then he decides to eat again. So then the Levush says, So he has to make a brocha rishayim. It doesn't have to bench. I mean, since he was Messiah das from eating, so the brocha, the previous brocha rishayim will not patter the snu achila. But to say that this is called that the previous suda ended, and I'm starting a new suda, memela I have to bench, and the previous suda azay vaitnish, it's still considered one suda. The Levush differentiated between Shini Mokai that makes it a Gemara Suda and a new Suda, and Hesach Hadas, which makes it that I have to make a Brocha Rishayna, but it's not called that it's still called that it's in the same Suda, but the Brocha Rishayna doesn't pass anymore since I was Messiah Das for me. That's a Levush. We'll see from Taisvis was not noches to differentiate between Shini Mokim and Hesach Hadas. Taisvis held Shini Mokim and Hesach Hadas is the same thing. So if you say that you have to bench because it's considered a Gemar Suda, you finish with the Suda, that's why you have to bench, so Hesach Hadas you also have to bench. And if you say you don't have to bench, so Hesach Hadas, Taisus held that Shini Mokim and Hesach Hadas is one thing. That is the pilpul in Taisus. So Taisus says as follows. Shehein yoitzin tumim brocha l'matraya. When he leaves, he has to bench. Mashme. So Taisus says, heiche de'ike Hesach Hadas. Taisus held Shini Mokim and Hesach Hadas is the same thing. Loisagi she yevorech birchas amoitzi. So not that esach adas is only, it makes that the brocha rishoyne is not good since I was Messiah das. My previous brocha rishoyne is not good since I was Messiah das from eating. No, you have to bench already. That suit is finished already. You finish that suit. It is zachiyah birchas amozen. Loisagi she yevorech birchas amoitzi. You have to bench. That's who this finished. And that's who this Zachia Birchas Amosin. V'im kain. Period. It says you have to bench. So now Taisva says, with this we'll understand the Gemara weiter. The Gemara says further that there was such a Maise weiter. The Gemara says further that the Talmidei de Rav was sitting, and they had a very choshev waiter. Rav Yehuda was their waiter, and they told Rav Yehuda they want a bench now. They should be moizig a kois, and they want a bench. Fine. Then later they changed their mind. The wine mistama what he brought in was too good. Said no, okay, we'll drink some wine. So Rav Yehuda told them. You tamid him the Rav. He told him that Rav told him, he knows that he is a Kabbalah from Rav, Kivin the Omar have a Nivrech, it's a Lechule Mishtik. Since you said you wanted a bench, so you're not allowed to drink. Now, let us understand this Gemara, because Taisus later is going to speak again about this Gemara. What is Pshat, you're not allowed to drink? So if we'll say, Hesach Hadas means that you have to make a new Brocha Rishayne, so what's the type? It's the lechula mishti, not allowed to drink. You're allowed to drink, but you have to make a new bracha. So it's the lechula mishti vayis tachayis. I'm sorry. You have a siach dasa meeting. That means the suda ended. Kimachuyiv to bench now. Not as a chiyiv birchas amozen. You ended the suda as a chiyiv birchas amozen. So memele, sabim kein, ho da oma lekamo, kiven da oma have nivrech, it's the lechula mishti, not allowed to drink, hainu, Achi Yevorech Birchas Amozen. Bechein Mashme Bekeitzad Mevorchem. That again, that with the Hesach Hadas, the Suda ends and Yemachu Yiftabench. The Koma, the Gemara relates such an incident. Rabbe veRabbi Zeira Ava Ochli. They were eating by someone. Sliki Take Mikamayu. They took away the Shulchan. There was a Silaka Shulchan. Right? I see Lohu Ristene. Then they brought back in the Shulchan with a new course, with Ristene. Rabbe Ochal, Rabbe ate the Ristene. Rabbe Zeire Loyochal. Rabbe Zeire didn't eat. Omar Loy, so Rabbe Zeire asked Rabbe Loysova Lomar Silik Osir Milechel, to Mesalik the Shulchan.
So the hesek adas an achile, so you're not allowed to eat anymore. But what's asked the other is in it? Omaloi ano atake de reish galusa samichna. I was never misalik basa meeting. I know that I wasted what they're gonna do, what the white is gonna do, to bring a new course or not. I was a misalik basa. I'll see whatever Abba Labos will give us. I'll give us ano atake de reish galusa samichna. Fine. So now, so that explains Rabbi's actions, and Rabbi Zeir held it was a sin. If we will say that Hesach Hadas is only Machayev Abrocha Rishayne, Lama lo yochel. So why didn't Rabbi Zeir eat? Rabbi Zeir holds a silik osalechel. What's an osalechel? It's osalechel without a broche. So they brought him the wrist in it. The reason he ate because he didn't want to eat because it was a Hesach Hadas. So make a broche, he? Lama lo yochel. So, is a raya, right at the same yisod, that as soon as a person is mesiach das from eating, it's considered like the suda was nigma, the suda is nigma, now you mechui, you have to bench, you can't start eating right again, you have to bench first. So, this is the first mahalach in Tosfos, that hesach hadas, is mechayev birchas hamozin on the previous achila, which is called, it's considered a gemar achila. So Taisa says, v'yesh litchos. No, I'll disagree with this whole shtick Taisa. So let's go with the last raya. The oisai machel, hoyem me'urev boilachem. You're asking a kash if you don't have the bench. So why didn't Rav Zeira make a broche? So Taisa says, it could be that machel, that ristene had bread in it. Since he was Messiah Das from eating, but if a person is Messiah Das from eating, so Memele, his hands are not the Cheska Shmurim anymore. So he has to wash them again. Doesn't make a broche, but he has to wash them again. Now, they didn't have faucets in those days, so it's a big tirche to go out and wash his hands. Period. Okay. So now Tais is saying from the last Gemara that we said that also loy lechel, that means he didn't want to wash. That is pshat. But lemaise, if he wanted to wash, he could have washed. He made a moitz. He's not mechuyev to bench after Hesach Hadas. Hesach Adas is only a machayev of a brocha rishayin. Not machayev to bench. So now let's get back to Asugye. If that is so, so what is pshat in Asugye? B'hode koma hoche tunin broche lemafreye. I hear it says you have to make a broche lemafreye. Hainu mishum shemo yishu milachzer ad sheyirabu. The reason you have to make a birchas hamozin, not because after Hesach Hadas you mechuyev to bench. No, not mechuyev to bench. But here we're speaking about he's leaving. He's leaving the mokim achila. He's leaving the mokim achila, so we are afraid maybe by the time he'll come back, he won't be able to bench anymore. So therefore we tell him, Rabbi Yid, before you leave, bench. That's pshat in the Gemara. If they left, yatsu tunim levore. They have to bench. Altzwat, because we're afraid that maybe they'll be too great a shehiyah, and by the time they come back, it will be nisakal amoz. Vaoz lo yuchlu levorech birchas amozin, kidama ba'ilu devore. Now, we have to, this Tosfos needs a little of clarification. The Gemara says, Samaishpa, let's speak according to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Dvorim atunim achila brocha bim kaimon, yotsu ein tunim levore. That's what he said. Tunim brocha bim kaimon, yotsu ein tunim levore. Dvorim, that's dvorim shatunim brocha bim kaimon. Dvorim sheinam tunim brocha bim kaimon, ben yotsu tzrichen levore. Fragt the Beis Meir, Lachoyre, let's understand. He's saying me Iker Adin, Yoheh Sachadash, Nisha Sachadash, you never have to be. The reason we are benching over here is because he's leaving, and we're afraid, the food might become this akel before he has a chance to bench. So he says, so what is the difference if tunim brocha bim kaimam, then you don't have to bench. Ain't tunim brocha bim kaimam, you do have to bench. He says, l'chayri, you'd ask us, we'd say, punkt fakel. Ain't tunim brocha bim kaimam, he went out, then he sees, oh, it's getting late. Oh, so I'll make a brocha chayna there. So, farayinchap. Tunim brocha bim kaimam, he has to go back there to make the brocha. He'll get stuck in the traffic jam, and then it'll be nisakal amozin. So l'chayre, we would say punfakel, if we're telling him that he should bench, because maybe he might pass the brocha achayne, so fakel, tunim brocha bim kaimam is more olo to pass than ain't tunim brocha bim kaimam. There he can make the brocha wherever he wants. So what's pshat and taisvus? Zok the Beis Meir, the pshat and taisvus is as follows. A person, by tunim brocha bim kaima. Tunim brocha bim kaima. So what does that mean? That you have to make a brocha where you ate. So before this person leaves the mokim, what's according to Rav Chisda? We ask him a question. Why are you leaving? You have to make a brocha bim kaima. So what does he answer? He says, what's haste? He says, I'm not finished eating. I'm going to still eat. Why should I make a brocha? I'm going to still eat. Where are you going to eat? Other Dalton Velachesna, I'll come back. I'm still eating. I'm eating. So a person who is still in the matzav of eating, he's not Masih Das from eating. So what are you afraid of, Shvetzayim Yisakala Mosin? This person helped by Messen. If it's Dvorim, Shetzrichim, Levorich, Bin Kaimam, we have a kasha to begin with, Rav Yid, Vifalos, to be geist to avek, on machan abroche. So his teretz is, according to Rav Chisda, his teretz is, I'm still in the middle of eating. What's that? I'm not finished eating. I have intentions to eat. Either leave there, I'll come back. But I'm, wherever it is, I'm the middle of eating. A person who's in the middle of eating will tell him, Rabbi, maybe bench, because it might be Nisakal HaMozim. Why should I bench? I'm in the middle of eating. What's Nisakal HaMozim? Dvorim she'einam tzrichim brocha bim kaimam. So when this person left the room, he's finished eating. There's no hechich, he's still in the middle of eating. If it can't, he's finished. Why didn't you make a broch? I don't have to make a broch now. I can make it 5 minutes later. Now I don't have to make the broch. So by this person, when he leaves the makom achila, he finished eating. He finished eating, but he's not making a broch achayna yet. So, we can be afraid. By the time we'll decide to make a bracha chayna, we can decide to make. But this whole takone that we tell him to make a bracha chayna is all only by a person who was misalik himself from eating. He was misir vas from eating. Then we're afraid that it might be nisakal till he makes the bracha chayna. But if he's in the middle of eating, a person in the middle of the suit, you tell him bench, because it might be nisakal the mozen. But can't, he's died to lechel. That's how the Beis Meir explains Pshat and Taisis. So Kozman, I'm in a matzav of continuing to eat. You can't tell me to bench. You only tell me to bench when I finished eating. What is if he went out and he didn't bench? So let us just say one more hanocha. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, this din, that you have to bench, Shema Yisakal HaMozen, is not a halach, it's an Eitz HaToyver. I mean, there's no chiyuv to bench. We're telling you, you're leaving, and who knows when you're going to make a bracha chayna here. You finished eating, make the bracha chayna here. So Mamela, that's an Eitzah Toive. Im Yotzu V'loi Birchu L'mafreya, what happens if they left? They did not make a Brocha Achoyne? Cheyarzeru, when they come back, Lo Yivochu Rak Birchas HaMaitis. So Toisvah says, there's no, if Toisvah holds now, Hesach Adas Adamachai V'Brocha Achoyne. So Mamela was only an Eitzah Toive. So if he comes back, so he just makes a bracha rishayna. Lo yivolchu rak birchas hamaitzi. You don't have to bench. You just make birchas hamaitzi. V'teidan, I'll bring you a raya that if you did not bench, you still make a birchas that you're not mechuyev really to bench. Dim la'olam tunim bracha la'mafrei. If the halacha would be that you always have to bench, amayitzach lashmin and shem chayzrin the mebracha bracha la'tchila. So why do you have to tell me that when you come back you make a new bracha pshita? Kim doyim mebracha la'mafrei. So why is there's no chiyuv to bench? There's only an eitzah toive to bench. Finished. It's a toive to bench. If he benched, it's good. If he didn't bench and he comes back, so now we're telling him, but listen, but now you have to make a bracha rishayna. Rav Zundel Klein was Ma'irer, a beautiful Ha'oret. And this Taisvis, he was Ma'irer as follows. Taisvis says that, let's say a person left, according to Rav Yehuda, that even Dvor Matunim Brocha Reim Bim Koimam, you have to make a Brocha Rishayne, you don't have to make a Brocha Choyne. No. The whole Meikar Adin. No, it's an Eitzah Toive to make a Brocha Achoyne Shema Yisakal HaMoslem. He comes back, so now you just make a Brocha Rishayne. You don't make a Brocha Achoyne. The Brocha Rishayne you make because there was a Hesach Adas. But so he asked a Shaila as follows. There's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Two Aloch. What is the din if a person washed on a suda? He washed, he ate, then he was Messiah das from eating. He was Messiah das from eating. He didn't bench yet. He's Messiah das from eating. Then later, so the Shulchan Aruch tells us the guidelines to when are you permitted to bench. By Nisakala Muslim. So one of the simonim of Nisakala Muslim is that you're hungry, so Tzarai Nisakala Muslim, then you can't bench. So this person, he washed, he didn't bench yet, and then he had some cake or other things. He was Mesir Das from eating. He had some cake or other things. But he's not hungry. Now he reminds himself he didn't bench. Shteiten Mishnah Berurah, he's not allowed to bench. Because the first Suda was Nisak Lamozen. Now when he ate cake or he ate something else, that doesn't help the situation. The previous Suda was Nisakal, and the cake doesn't make that. The previous Suda is not Nisakal, so Mamele, he's not permitted to bench. Since there was a Hesach Hadas between the first Achila and the second Achila. Zok the Mishnah Berurah weiter, but what is the halach if a person is participating in a suda? That's a 5-hour suda. He washed 5 hours ago. Then there's different courses they serve. They serve drinks, they serve ice cream. It's 5 hours later since he first ate bread. But he's in the suda. He wasn't Mesir Tas, he's part of the suda. 5 hours later, he can bench. Why? The bread he ate 5 hours ago. But he's not hungry, and this is, he wasn't Messiah Dasam eating, he's considered part of the Suda, so it's called, he's not hungry yet from the Suda, this is all one big Suda, so Memele, the halacha is that he's permitted to bench. So we see as follows, that when can you be Mitzarif and Achila Shnir, to the first Achila, to consider that the first Achila is not Nisakal HaMozen, that's Dafke if he wasn't Messiah Das for meeting. So then Achila benches 5 hours later, whatever he ate in between is considered a continuation of the first Achila, and he can bench. But if there was a Hesach Hadas, and later you ate something else, so that's better than the achila will not help. The first achila could still be nisakel. So lechayre, so let us go to Taisvis. Taisvis says, Pshatan Agamar is as follows. When a person left, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person left his mokim achila, so we tell him to bench. Why do we tell him to bench? We tell him, you know, maybe it's going to be nisakel. We tell him an Eitzah Toiva bench. Good. He didn't listen to the Eitzah Toiva. He comes back, so they says, what does he do now? He comes back, so they says, doesn't have to bench now. He doesn't have to bench. He's not eating again. I'll make a broch rishayim, but he doesn't have to bench. So he has to kasha, what helps start eating again? But what's with the previous achila? That means, l'chayre, you have to be a, he started eating now, Taki, he's still not hungry. But Lemaise, if we see that an achila that was made after his Messiah Das from the first achila cannot consider through the second achila keilu the first achila is still kayim. So why does Taisvis say that he doesn't have the bench and he just makes a brocha rishayna? What's with the first achila? That was his shayla. So perhaps we can say one of the two terutzim. Perhaps there is a difference between mezaynus and pas. Perhaps. I don't know, klo de chilis. That means, there the Mishnah Berurah is really telling us a meira de kechidish. A person ate pas 5 hours ago. In the 5 hour period, he ate ice cream and he drank wine and 20 other things. He didn't eat another piece of bread. He only benched on pas. So even though it's nisakel, the pas is nisakel from 5 hours ago, but since this is considered a continuation of that achila, he can still bench. I'm going to make a chiddush that the ice cream, to the ice cream, we consider that the pas was not nisakel. That chiddush is only when he wasn't mesiach das from eating. So then the ice cream is considered like a continuation of the chilus hapas. If he was Messiah das from eating, so the ice cream is not considered, speaking about the eight different things. So the ice cream is not considered a continuation of the chilus hapas, so therefore he can't bench anymore. But could be here, if he's eating pas could be somehow, even though it was Messiah das from eating, that this pas is mitzurif to the previous achila, and therefore, he can bench on the previous achila. Could be. I don't know. Or perhaps, if this is not true, and the halacha is that he's mechuyev to bench on the previous achila, sav she'ena chanami. I mean, Taisvis isn't going into that. If the first achila be nisakal, he'll have to bench now. That's a portion of the halacha. Taisus is just saying, if there's no problem of the hisaklus of the previous achila, you don't have to bench now. That means if you intend to bench in 10 minutes, so there's no problem of the hisaklus of the previous achila, you cannot make a maitzi. But ainachanami, if there's problems, I mean, Taisus isn't speaking about that. Viteida. So Taisus, yeah, that we said already. So Taisus wants to say now, that even though there was the Hesach Hadas is only Mechayev Abroche Rishoin, not Abroche Achoin on the previous Achiva. For ho, the Omar Bishmaiten Shini Mokim Tzorich Leborich, Hainu Lefono, the Broche you have to make is Abroche Rishoin. For loy lemafrei, you're not Mechuyev to make a Broche Achoin, not Mechuyev to make a Broche Achoin. V'chein, Pirish Rashbam Rabbeinu Chananel Lekamen. They say, he told them, Rabbi Yehuda told them, since you said Havlon in the Borech, it's lechu lemishti. So the Rashbam says, Pshat, ad de berchisu boyer priyagof. Not you have to bench. You're not allowed to drink till you make a boyer priyagof. So now, Tosfos has a shtickle problem. If the only thing they have to do is to make a boyer priyagof, and to what's pshat, it's a lechula mishti, you're not allowed to drink. You're allowed to drink, make a boyer priyagof. at Tosfos Kasha, according to the second shot, Af bis loy hoy yedei im reiz zum lichtes beloy broch, as ak in tell them it's a local mishti. They come up come a mayr lam shlo yish to beloy broch. That pshat ak it's a local mishti without a broch. You want to make a broch be cover god. Ve chein nire iker that the loch is that you don't have to make a broch a choyne when there's a hesa chadas. But peire kol abosa omar hashamish mevoich al kol pusa pusa. Hashemesh, who does not know when he's going to get another piece of bread, so he, and each piece of bread he gets, he makes a bezunder moitzi. Pishe misiyach datoi. V'loi mashmesh yitztarech b'chol pam levorech bilchas hamozim. It's not mashme that he has to bench after each piece of bread. So fakel, so that's what Taisvah says. Taisvah says that Hesach Hadas is only Mechayev a Brocha Rishoyne, not a Brocha Achoyne. Now Taisvah is going to get involved in the Gemara Vayter, which it's not Kedai to learn the Taisvah now, because we're not up to that Gemara. So let's skip a little bit, and let's go to the end of the Taisvah. Behod de Sanya, not the end, it's around 10 lines we're skipping. Behod de Sanya betesefte de Brochis, Balabayish shohoya meise v'oichel, korei chaveirei ledaber imoi, ein tzorich levoich. It wasn't a hesach hadas. Hiflik, what is, if it was a hesach hadas, it was hiflik, tzorich broche lemafreya. So you have to make a broche, ein achoine, shuchoyze tzorich broche lechatchile. So Dovot Epis Ois gewissen, that if you are Messiah Das from eating, that alone is a Machayiv to make a Brocha Achoyne. Ushuchoyz, when he goes back to eat, so ich Brocha Lechatchil, aber weiss Toish Yem Mechuyiv already now to make a Brocha Achoyne. So Toish says, Lav Kshechozar Ton Brocha Lamafrei, when he went back, he has the bench. Elok Kshechoy Tzelofes, before he goes out, Mayri Shekore Lahaflit, so he has to make a very birchas hamozim. The losh is a bishul shver. Hiflik means if koroi lehaflik, so then tzorich brocha lemafreya before he leaves. That's what Taisvah says. B'teid adam per gimel diyume diberem chaveire v'hiflik tor netilus yudayim u'mash medudem birchas hamozim. It's a birchas hamozim leikoma de tzorich. So you see, klar that esach hadas is not mechayev a brocha chayim. So therefore, he didn't have to bench. Be'ein halachik ha'isan b'raises, al'fil ha'brocha l'chatchila l'aytzorich, you don't have to make even a brocha rishoyne, the kaimlon k'rafchiz d'adom ha'lakive kamahoda, that you're going back to your old kviyas, since it's tunim brocha b'mkaimon, so wherever you are eating, this is a continuation of the previous kviyas, so don't even to make a brocha rishayne. Bani b'raises, v'tasefa, also k'rab yehuda. Ba'okru ragleyem leilech lebeis ha'knesses. It says that they went to daven. So it says, according to the Chachomim, when they come back, they don't have to make a brocha rishayne. According to Rav Yehuda, if lo hinichu chaveirim, they do have to make a brocha rishayne. Mikan mashme she'im shochach leispalo. If he forgot to daven, v'niskar be'emtze sude v'hispalo, he reminded himself in the middle of the sude, she'ein tzorich brocha afilu lachatchil. That means they went out to daven. Vokru aglem leilach lebeis haknesses lebeis hamedrash. They went out to daven. So now the b'raisa lechayre is dealing with a problem of shini mokim. The b'raisa says if it's dvorim atunim brocha lefneim b'mkaimam. So according to the Chachomim, you don't have to make a new brocha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you do have to make. Fine. Obovais tochois, the whole deal is because there was a shini mokim. They left the mokim achila. Vais tochois, what would have been if they would have davened bim kaimam? So then they zicha would not have to make a brocha rishayne.
is the whole tumul is because okrum in koinu. So weist ois, tfila alone is not considered a hesach hadasa machila. Also ich weiß doch heute so nach Gemur, darf ich in die Mokki mit dem Achleuk. Ma she hevi a Rav Yontef raya mi pere kisi adab, da omar mishte u bruchi bahadi adodi loy efsher, she zeich lebo ich bichas am Mosem a little yodo, eine raya. Now let us just explain what the Rabbeinu Yontef said. There's a Gemara in Chulin as follows. The Gemara in Chulin is speaking about this. If a person made ishechted a chaya, and then he made kisi adam on the chaya, and then he ishechted an oif. So the Gemara clears a shaila, do you have to make a new birchas hashchita on the oif? That is the shaila of the Gemara. And what is the shaila of the Gemara? Because since he got involved already in Kisi Yadam, so that's like a siluk of Shechita, like he's finished shechting, he was shechting, now he's Isaac in Kisi Yadam. So memele, so now he has to make a new broche. Or that's it, maybe he doesn't have to make a new broche. The Gemara declares if the Kisi Yadam is like a siluk of the Shechita, he's now Isaac in Kisi Yadam. So the Gemara brings a raya that you have to make a new broche. What's the raya? Well, it says that this member of Rav we had before, if what is a person in the middle of eating, and he said, Havlon and Neborech, so now, if he wants to drink something, he has to make a new broche. According to the sheets, you have to bench first. According to the sheets, you have to make a new broche. Akva new broche rishayne. So the Gemara says, just like over there, when he said, Havlon and Neborech, so he was Masalik himself, from eating. So now when you want to eat again, you have to make a new broche. But the same thing. If a person was masalik himself from shechting, he's in Zaysik and Kisi Adam, you have to make a new broche on the second shechit. And they look the Gemara. So the Gemara, it's no tzushtel. Why is it no tzushtel? Gemara says as follows. A person is Zaysik and Kisi Adam. That's not a siluk of shechit. It could be mechasa the dam with the left hand and shech with the right hand. So he can do both at once. So kisi yadam is not a siluk of shechit. So therefore, so even though I didn't shech, but that's, I'm still in the midst of shechting also. Mashehenke, if a person went havlon on the boch, he's going to bench. You can't bench and eat at the same time. So kaponim, benching is a siluk of eating. But kisi adam is not a siluk of shechting. As is it to Gemara. Why? Because here you can do both at one time, and here you can't do both at one time. But the Rabbeinu Yontef gizok. So what will be if a person is in the middle of the Suda, he looks at the time, Shem Yishamayim, it's 5 minutes before the Shkiyah, he didn't daven mincha, so he goes and stands up to daven mincha. But the Rabbeinu Yontef gizok, davenin and essen kemenish. So the davening is a siluk from the eating. So after the davening, the Rabbeinu Yontef said, so you have to go and make a new bracha rishayne. Whatever a siluk is machayev, if a siluk is machayev a new bracha rishayne, make a new bracha rishayne. It's machayev birchas hamazon, you have to make birchas hamazon. That's what Rabbeinu Yontef said, and he brought a raya from Yannei Gemara. So this is unser Gemara, steht doch lalit with Rabbeinu Yontef. Because our Gemara says, that they went out to the Beis HaMedrash. There is a tumult. Do they have to make a new bracha? Don't they have to make a new bracha? But the old people's out to Shini Mokim, but no one is klaus wegen the etzem davenin. Taisa is davenin is zicha, not a siluk from the achila. That's Taisa Viskash. Let us see nochemol Taisa. Mikamash mushim shochach lispalo, venitska bemtsu suda vispalo, in the middle of the suda, shen tzorech bracha filo chathila. Uma shehevi arav rabiyontev raya miper kisi adam the omar mishne bruchi badi adodi loy efsha. There the Gemara says if he was misalik himself from eating to bench. So memelas the Gemara says the benching is a siluk from the eating because mishne bruchi badi adodi loy efsha. Shetzorich levorich, so therefore it says over there shetzorich levorich bichas amosim velitol yodo. That the havlon and the borich is mechayim a brocha achroine and then a brocha rishayne. That's like the havamin and taisvus before that siluk that has a hadas is mechayim a brocha achroine also.
So Tyson says, "Ein Rai." No, the Davke Gabi Birchas Amozen Amrine Nochi. Bava Hefsek Gemar Suda. That's true. If Birchas Amozen is Lamaisis is an end of the eating. So Memele. So since the pool of Birchas Amozen is a Gemar Suda, and Bishas Birchas Amozen you can eat. So that's called a Silukomo from eating. Aber Tfile, aber gab de Meichel, Tzluye, Badi, Adodi, Loyevshe, Ein Bekachlo. So das geht mir gar nicht an. Tanje, Kevossi, der Rabchizde, Perish, Rashbam. So der Rashbam, so der Gemorre, wo der Reihe, like Rabchizde, from a Bereise. In the last Bereise, the Bereise says, that if, Chavem, Shei, Mesub, Lishte, Shein, Veokru, Aglein, Vechozru, Ein Zrichon, Leborich. But if the Mesubim Lishta Ishayin, for the Rashbam learns, this is called Vorm Atzrichim Atunim Brocha Bim Koimon, when they come back, they don't have to make a brocha. That's a Rai to Rav Chizde. Perish Rashbam, Hodle Maisi, Ke Rav Chizde, Mei Rabon and the Rav Yehuda, that we had before, Chavem Shayim Mesubim Vokru Agloyim, Leil Chabay Sakneses, they don't have to make a brocha Ishayin, eh? Because here it says before she drank wine, there was only a diik that it was dvor matunim brocha bim kaimen, because it says okru raglein. So that's not a before she ray. B'zeh pirish lafi shitosi de gasinin hochi yai. But according to Taisvis, Taisvis is chaylik on the Rashbam. Taisvis holds that dvor matunim brocha bim kaimen is not yain. It's only pas or mezainis. So this is not the teretz why he brought a raya from this bereise more than the previous bereise. Yeshloimim shemochil amaisis yatam inof, and the previous bereise mishem dike damri besanhedrin the bameh nami leforish. Could be Rabbi Yehuda that said bameh is meforish the tanakame, not choylik on the tanakame. So could be, afil according to the tanakame, you also have to make a brocha rishayne im lo yehinichu chaveirim bim kaimon. Now, Taisvus asks now a new kasha. Taisvus asks that we have a raya to Rav Chizde. What did Rav Chizde say? Rav Chizde said that if a person was mishane mekaimoy, and he ate in mokim alef, and he went to mokim bay, so if it was dvorem atunim brocha bim kaimon, he does not have to make a new brocha. The Gemara brings a raya to Rav Chizde from Bnei Chabura, who went back to the old Mokim. Frektach Toises, so what's the raya to Rav Chizde? Va'af al gav de Chozru. Frektach Toises, what's the raya to Rav Chizde? This Barais is speaking about, they went back to the same place. So then they don't have to make a new brocha. Rav Chizde says they don't have to make a brocha from in a different place. The time of the Shini Mokim, the Tzorech Levoich Mishim Shamidosim in Kaimil Gemar Chilose. If you hold that you do have to make a broch, it's because as soon as he got up, he was Gemar Dachila. So Memele, if that's the case, Wudinami Chosos, until he went back in the same place, he still would have to make a broch. If it says you don't have to make a broch, so it's a raya. That is the end of that sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. Tana Rabbah. Four lines from the bottom. B'nei chabure shahoyu mesubim. B'kiddush aleihem hayoyim. B'nei chabure that were eating and it became bein hashmoshes. Mevi'in loikoi shel yayin. So now, this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mevin loy koi shal yayin. So you bring them a koi shal yayin. Va'oyma olav kedushas hayoy. And on this koi, you make kiddush. V'sheini oyma olav birchas amozen. And then on the second koi, you'll bench. He says, this is shitas divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though his chilu lechel beheter, as soon as it's kiddush aleihem hayoyim, you are not permitted to continue eating. You have to be mafsik dachile. And by us it says in the Beraise, and you first make kiddush and then you bench. Let us see the Rashbam. Hochi gasim. תנו רבונן בני חבור שהיו מסובים וקידש עליהם היום, בביאים לוי קוי של יין, ואימא אולוב קידושס היום, באמצע סודוסי, במינס, באמצע סודוסי יומי קידש, והשני מיד אימא אולוב בלחס עמוזן ומפסיק. Vachsach mir der Rashbam means to say, later it seems also like this, that then you make a silika shulchan, and then you bench. The kiddush you make be'emtsa sudoso, and then you make a silika shulchan, and you bench. Kida'oma Rab Yehuda la'el, that you make an akiras ha'shulchan. U'mil, so why, since you're stopping to eat, so why do you have to make kiddush? U'mil hoyul vihigia shas kiddush, Sorech lekadish tchile. Since it was Shas Kiddush, Sorech lekadish tchile. So dachsim et Sorech lekadish tchile, Tosfos means that since it already became Shas Kiddush, so you're not allowed to drink the kais of Birchas Hamazon before Kiddush. So in order to enable you to drink the kais shal Kiddush, In order to be able to drink the kosher bichas hamozayin, you mechuyev to make kiddush first. We read on that proof. Where is your kiddush for mokim sude? According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is a sude schoil. So where do you have a kiddush for mokim sude? So other things to say, the Meiri says that right after you bench, you wash again. That's what the Miri says. One day in Shulchanos, I said like that also. How are you allowed to wash without davening Ma'ariv? Basically. It's spoken about that the davening Ma'ariv before Kiddush. I don't know, we'll see later. But also coming about this problem, the Miri seems to say this later, that right after benching, you wash it again. Loshen achad yasinen rishen eima olav virgat hamozim, and the first koiz you bench, chain the aima Allah kiddush again. First you bench, and then you make kiddush. Because after the bracha, muchach the lashon rishon. Allah chayva also after you make kiddush, you have to wash. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi aima oichol vaholech ad shepesha. Now this lashon oichol vaholech ad shepesha is unclear. He once wanted to say that a gram of it could be beautiful. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that Beinai Shemoshe is 3/4 of a mil before Laila. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bnei Chabur Shayim Mesubin, the Kiddush Aleim Hayom, Kiddush Aleim Hayom means Beinai Shemoshe 3/4 of a mil before Laila, is a yet to stop eating. Rabbi Yehuda Yoima, Oichu Bohil Chachetach, you can even start eating till it becomes Nacht. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bein HaShemosh is terrifying. That is what Geirat, Oichu Bohil Chachetach. You see, the Rashbam was not Geirat. Gomru, Kais Rishen, Gomru, what happens when it, and then he can continue eating. Then it can be Mamshach into the night. Gomru, what happens if he finished eating? Kais Rishin Mevorech Olav Birchas Hamozayin, and the first Kais you bench, Rashen Yoima Olav Dushas Hayyim, and the second Kais you make Kiddush. This Kais was said, according to Rabbi Yoshi, the Kiddush Mokim Suda is because the Suda you had eaten was the Suda Shabbat, so the Kiddush Mokim Suda is Mokim the previous Suda that you had eaten. Let us see the Rashba. Rab Yosi Oimer, Oichlin, Vohoichin, Ad Shetigomar Sudot. Lachere, he means to say, you start eating Beheta, Oichlin, you start eating Beheta, Vohoichin, and you can continue eating, Ad Shetigomar Sudot, until you finish eating. So that is not fair, it's Ad Shetachsha. Oichlin, Vohoichin, when it's mutter to start eating, Vahoyulach and you continue eating. Ashat Igor Masubot. Inami, maybe now I want to have a different answer. Hoyulchen Vahoyulchen Misha Tafsha. Not Ashat Tafsha, Misha Tafsha. He was eating before. And he continues eating Misha Tafsha. So look, it's very interesting how the Rashbam makes the Girsa, so it's called Hoilchin Ve'oichlin. Because Hoilchin Ve'oichlin means you continue eating. Hoilchin Ve'oichlin means you start eating and you continue later. But according to the first shot, he started before Nach, and he continued. According to the second shot, it's Nach already. Misha Tach shot, he can continue eating. Rabbi Yossi Latame, though the day, ain't Machikin Klal. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're not Machuyev to be Mach. Gomru Sudosa, what happens after you finish eating? Kaisri Shanaima Olav Bircha Samot, Rabbi Yossi Komolo. Ulibuso, She'ene Toch Lekadish Miyat, he doesn't have to make Kiddush right away. Ela Yigmil Sudosa, since it was his full behetta, he ends the Suda. And he benches. And since the Tzitzchol Be'ez is allowed to drink from the kais of Bichas HaMozen also, because it's Tzitzchol Be'ez, the Bichas HaMozen is a continuation of the Suddeh. So just like he was allowed to eat into Shabbat, because Mani wanted to eat, so the Bichas, the kais of Bichas HaMozen, which is a continuation of the Suddeh, since it's going on the Suddeh, so the male is permitted to drink that taste also. And afterwards, we kaddish. Afterwards, we'll take it. Two. In Torah, Mapa, the Kiddush. What happens if he didn't do this? He was Peres, Mapa, the Kaddish. Moise, Rabbi Yossi, the host came to Shabbat. That's golden. That's really nice. It means he's making Kiddush before the Suda Shabbat. That's very nice if he does that. You got Machuyim. But if you did it, that's not Yudah Meshmul. Dimei Chai Vahochi, Ala Dafi Kama Rabbi Yeshi Rishim Vocho Bicha Kamozin, Im Kain Shmul, Da Oma Kemar. Sa Kolcho, since Shmul says that the Yud Kibu Peyos Mabu Mekadosh, that is like Rabbi Yeshi. Rek the Gemor. According to Rabbi Yeshi, Amai, ונמרינו לטבעיו אחות בכסף, רק בגמורה. Let us make both ברוכס on one coin. He benches on the coin, he makes kiddush on the coin. רק בגמורה, with two coins, this is a coin, a coin, shiny, רק בגמורה. Let him take one coin. He finishes benching, he'll say, בואי רצי הבאות. And then we'll continue saying, why do you need two kaises? In the Mrinu the Tavayu Achodika. Oma Ravune Oma Rav Sheshis. Ein Oimrim Steik Tushes Al Kaisech. You don't make two mitzvahs on one kais. You don't bench and make kiddush on the same kais. My time, eh? Nachman by Yitzchok, Levishen Oysen, Mitzvahs, Chavivot, Chavivot. You don't make mitzvahs, you don't pile up mitzvahs on one coin. You're doing two separate mitzvahs, you're benching and you're making Kiddush. So you don't pile it up, these two mitzvahs on one coin. And each mitzvah you use a bezundere coin. Let us see what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Ulemrin otavayu achat kasa kiddush ayoyim ubichas amozen. Ule Rabbi Yossi kapos, the most asking according to Rabbi Yossi, the evil of Rabbi Yehuda. Kiven the mafsik, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you're mafsik, but think that according to Rabbi Yehuda, first you make kiddush. And then you make a kiddush ashukah. And then you bench. Bitzach HaKir Shulchan for Shnei Kaisis, for the Shteter. If you bench, make a boy for your government, and then we'll be busy taking out the Shulchanis. You can't hold the Kais in your hand and wait to make Kiddush, because I have to come HaKir for Shulchan. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara did not ask you should make both on one Kais. You're mastered between the Kais of Kiddush and the Kais of Bichas HaMoz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you eat, you make a kiddush ashukhan before, and then you bench and make kiddush. The Gemara says, you should make both brachas on one kiddush. The Gemara says, and I'm going to stay kiddush, birchas hamozen kiddush, kiddush, kiddush ayom. Kloima, stay mitzvah. You don't make two mitzvahs on one kiddush. Why not? In oisin mitzvah chaviloi chaviloi b'merzi olei kemasi. It looks like it wants to pass himself off, let him get it done and over with. So therefore, you have to show that it's not a masi, you have to bring a mazumba l'koi for each mitzvah. Zog taisi. Rishin oimer olov birchas amozain. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rishin oimer olov birchas amozain. And the shame you make kiddush. Lahafsik. The first, that's the second gift of the Rashbam. Lahafsik. Vashayne oimer olov kiddush ayoin. Some of the Sudhis Shabbat. The gift is do osi shachir. So if you make birchas hamazon first, because it's too slow, you make a kiddush hashulchan before kiddush. But these gifts is do osi shachir. The marshmallow, the mafsik rav yudah bakir shulchan koydim kiddush. Vishrei gilum lakir shulchan make birchas hamazon. Avos svarim v'garsi. According to the other form, the tereishinayim ba'olov kiddush hayoyim. Why do you make kiddush first for time machine? You also eat them because birchas hamazon below kiddush. That's why you make kiddush first. Koshim and molei lel the mafsik and Rabbi Yehuda bakir and shulchan kaidem kiddush. How did the Gemara know before on the kufim and beis that you're oikid the shulchan before kiddush? Maybe you're oikid the shulchan after kiddush before birchas hamazon. Basically, that doesn't have kufim and aleph that according to Rabbi Yehuda you have to be oikid the shulchan bakir before the kiddush. How does the Gemara know this? The Rambam seems to say, "Yoichin the shulchan after the kiddush." For the tani, but it's after the bracha. Yoichin shahoyu mesubin eikav balabai. The kiddush aleihem hayoy. Okru imcha sheichel abeis hametz. So they go to the beis hametz. Then they go to David Meirev. Then they go to the shul. Chazu umozgul amesakris. Oima olav kiddush divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the Tosefta says. It becomes nach, hey, they daven meiret, and they come back and they say kiddush. What's with birchas hamazon? Birchas hamazon lo masker klal. Einu mishim de mitchila osu birchas hamazon. Koidim yitziyosam. Las is hefsig vein zu des chel desu des Shabbos. Kach nam yosu akira lo beis hamendrish. In fact, that's what we want to daven also. That you should be mafsig between asu des chel desu des Shabbos. So you bench and you go on davar meir. Nimrinu letavai lachat kase. Rabbi Yosi posed, the kashas according to Rabbi Yosi, given the tavai asudes Shabbos kosu kidafishis low. According to Rabbi Yosi, the benching is on to the Shabbos. You say, let's say. The kiddush is on to the Shabbos. That's what's called kiddush mokim sude. So you're doing two mitzvahs that are really dependent on the Suddah, so that's considered like one big mitzvah, so the Gemara asks, so make it on one case. Nach Suddah, I will have a Suddah Shabbat. Avel ele meima tabayu lachat kat. Avel Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Loi porich, you wouldn't ask such a kasha. Kim in the birchas amazin a Suddah Shchil. The kiddish al Suddah habo, kiddish you're going to make on the next Suddah. Ein loi mishneem al kaisekot. There's two distinct, different mitzvahs. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you won't make both on one kite. But according to Rabbi Yosi, since this is the Suddah Shabbat, and I'm making kiddush on this Suddah, I'm benching on this Suddah, so there the Gemara is, so use one kite. And for the Gemara, she'enim rim shteik dushes al kite el. V'yesh noyhagim v'chupe mitamze. Now, chupe places mean sheva brochet. Sheva brochet by a sudis sheva brochet places mean. Sheloi loyma sheva brochet al kois birchas hamoz. That is our meaning. We take two koises. Elamavim kois acher. You bring a second kois. Ve'ein mevolchen al ha'sheini boire priyagofen, kivin shekvar birech al kois birchas hamozen, kein nochein levorech pamoz. So now, Taisvis brings down a minig, that the minig was, that when they benched after Hashem Ebrochet, they did as follows. First they benched, And then they made a Boyer Priya Goffin and the Koysh Obichot Amozin. And then they took a second Koysh and they made Shisha Bloch. That's what they did. And the reason they took the second Koysh, they know it's the mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas. That's what they did. Now, the Taisha says they did not make a second broche on the second koi, because ein nochen levorech pamayim, even though you are drinking two koises, you don't have to make an application to drink from both koises, you don't have to make two boire priyagofen. You make the boire priyagofen on the koi shel bichas amozin, and then you make the sheish broches on the second koi. Agav Ulche, this is not our minig. Our minig is, we first make the six brachas, and then we make the Beirut Priyagofen on the Koish of Birchas Amos. The Beis Shmuel, and Ebenezer Simin Tamach Beis, it cotton phrase, brings down our Taisus over here, and he explains what the reason of our minig is. So he says, the reason of our minig is, Be'etzem Lochei Taisus is Girech. That means you bench to make a Beirut Priyagofen. And later you'll make the sheish brachas. You do that by the chasen also. Make first the boy priyagofen and then the sheish brachas. He says the reason we don't do that is because we want to show that the boy priyagofen is for the sheva brachas. That means if we would make the boy priyagofen first. So we would think this Beirut Priyagofen is only for the benching, and I'm making six brachas. So in order for us to show that we're making a Beirut Priyagofen for the Sheva brachas, so therefore we first make the Sheish brachas, and then we make a Beirut Priyagofen. So Taisvit says, but you won't make two Beirut Priyagofen. You just make one Beirut Priyagofen, but two kaises. Now there's a very interesting machloikis, the Marsho and the Rishash. The Marsho Taisa says, attack the nation mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, but you don't make two Beirut Priyagofen. Frek the Marsho, and what is in our Gemara? In our Gemara, the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yossi, you make first a Koish al Birchas Hamozen, and then you make Kiddush. Frek the Marsho, why there do you make two Beirut Priyagofen? Look, you make two Kaises. And I say, Mitzvah Chavilas, why do you make there two Beirut Priyagofen? Marsho says, there's a chilek over there. The Rishash Tainis, and he brings from the Magen Avraham Taki, you don't make two Beirut Priyagofen over there. In the case of the Shulchan Aruch, in the case of Ardin, that you finished, you, according to Rabbi Yossi, You finished eating, you'll bench, you'll say, Baruch HaKoshem, you'll say, Beirut Priyagofen on the Kais Rishi, you'll put that down, you'll take the second Kais, and you'll say, Shemoch HaBono. Then you drink from both Kaises, but Eina Chanami, in fact, you don't make two Beirut Priyagofen. Because Eina Ochel Levoch Pamayim, if both of them are in front of you, you don't have to make two Beirut Priyagofen. So they kind of to Rishash. Ach Rabbeinu Meshulam o Yoimer HaKel al Kaisecha. Rabbeinu Meshulam did not bring two Kaises. The Leigomi Levirchas HaMozin Bekiddush. This is not similar to Birchas HaMozin Bekiddush. The Trei Mili Nino. This is two different mitzvahs. This is a mitzvah of Birchas HaMozin. This is a mitzvah of Kiddush. Even though both are said on the Sude, of Al Kapon with two different mitzvahs. Kedamrin and Besamo. Aval Hoche Chodo Milsi, the Birchas HaMozen Goyrem Le Birchas Nesuich. That means the whole Sheva Brochus we say is, the whole Sheva Brochus is, Bekert, you made a Mishte, so in the Birchas HaMozen, you make Sheva Brochus. So, it's a Birchas HaMozen Shel Mishte, that you bench the Chos and the Kala in the Birchas HaMozen. You extend the Birchas HaMozen. So this is not mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. It's like one. It's a continuation. It's a birchas amozin of a mishter. They don't make birchas amozin because it's chemili nino. The brinim besamach avolach echodim elzei. The birchas amozin geirim lebirchas nisu. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Meshulam only took one kais and he made seven brachas on that kais. Ubirchas eresin in the suni. What happens when you make birchas eresin in the suni? Nogu loime al shtei kaises. The minig is you make an antukais. Vetaine. So Lochere Taisus has gehaat, according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, Lochere also say the same thing, that the Eresen is goyim the Nesuim. That means make Eresen, then you goyim Eresen with Nesuim. To make it all on one kais. I'm making a complete kinyan, Eresen and Nesuim. To make everything on one kais. Vetaine. Why do you make it on two different kaises? The Regilim Zeba Loise. Because this man Chazal, this man Eresen and this man Nesum were two different men in Kedama Diksubis. The Vorchim Birchas Eresen Bebeis Eresen, or Birchas Chasanim Bebeis Chasanim. So since in Yisod, they are two different Kinyonim, which theoretically occur at two different manim, so therefore we make two cases of it. Boy, the Nogu Likres Ksube bin time. Because we lay in the Ksube, the Havi Hefzik. So it's a Hefzik, so that's why you make two cases. So the Kach Miskavnen, because we want to make a Hefzik, the Kach Tzorich Beis Kaisi.